We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita Liliana Montenegro,
esa soy yo,
play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The greatest. I'll drill y'all.
Good morning, USA.
You had the drop? No? Okay, hold on. We're gonna pretend everybody's here. I think DJ Envy got a flat tire. He's on his way in. No drop? Okay, no drop. All right, well, yes. Good morning, guys. Maybe we'll do that again in a second. I'm Angela Yee. It is the Breakfast Club. I think both the guys are on their way in. But there's like a heat wave going on right now. I keep on getting these text messages from Con Edison, making sure that they know that we, if anything happens with the power, to let them know immediately. But it is definitely disgusting outside. And I don't care what anybody says. It is stinky in New York City. And there's a lot of rats outside. Now, I know I always complain about this, but today is garbage pickup day in my neighborhood. And I promise you, I was standing at the top of my steps watching rats run around in the street like they was taking over. It's a very scary thing because I'm always scared that one is going to run over my foot while I'm trying to walk to my car or something like that. But I don't know what you can do about that because a regular exterminator doesn't do that. I guess you have to put down rat poison or get that treated somehow. But I'm horrified that one of them might end up in my house one day, or one of them might run across my feet, or something disgusting like that. But anyway, do we have any guests on the show today? Just so I know what's going on? Nope? Okay. All right, so this morning we are going to do front page news. Of course, we have Get It Off Your Chest, Rumor Report, Donkey of the Day, and all of those things. But I do want to talk about this woman who was shot 6 times on the expressway in Chicago, and the gunman was not charged, and she's speaking out about it from her hospital bed. And we're going to discuss that first in front page news because I mean, something has to happen. So let's discuss It's The Breakfast Club.
Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is on the way. It is time for front page news. What we got, Yee?
All right, Deion Sanders says he will donate half of his salary, and that's to help complete the program's football facility renovations. He announced this on Instagram. He said, please watch this entire video. What we're doing is only done by a team behind the team. Special thanks to you, my business manager, dear friend, and my pit bull in pumps. So shout out to him for that.
I respect that, but he should not have to do that.
No, he definitely should not have to do that.
You know what I mean? Like, you're already the coach of the team. You're bringing all of these recruits in. Like, Jackson State is popping because of Deion Sanders. Like, he shouldn't have to put his own money up to build a facility. Like, where the donors at?
Well, he wants to make sure the target date for completion is August 4th, and he wants to make sure that it's ready a month before the season starts. And so the first game is against Florida A&M on September 4th in Miami.
Yeah, something like that should, like, activate every single, you know, donor, every Jackson State alumni, people who don't go to Jackson State but just respect what he's building with that program. They should be, like, flooding money in after hearing that he's going to do that himself. Like,
yeah, I kind of feel like that's what's going to happen now.
I would
think. That he posted that. All right, now, this is a story about road rage. A woman was shot 6 times. While driving on a Chicago expressway over the weekend. Her name is Aaliyah Ivory, and she spoke to Fox 32 Chicago. She was in her hospital bed. She said she's not sure when she'll be able to walk again, and she does blame the whole thing on road rage. Here's what she said.
I was trying to get over, but in the midst of me getting over, the man didn't want to let me over, so he tried to run me off the road. So yeah, I still tried to get in front of him so that way I can, like, push, get away. He opened fire into my car twice. The first and the driver side, and then, the driver passenger side, and then the back window where my daughter be at. Shot my car 4 times in the back, twice in the front. So that's 6. And I got hit all those times.
Damn.
Can you imagine that? You're just driving. Yes. And I see this happen all the time. Like, people cursing out the window, throwing up their middle finger, trying to throw things, trying to speed up, catch up to you. And she's frustrated because there's no charges that have been filed. He said that he feared for his life. And so that's the reason why there hasn't been any charges. A witness did run to help her. She was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. They do have cell phone footage that was shared with the news that shows the police walking over to the alleged shooter in handcuffs and placing him in a squad car. But the man said he feared for his life. He was released without charges. Now, Aaliyah Ivory's sister Kimberly said she did have a concealed carry permit, but she didn't ever touch her weapon. Her weapon was not drawn. It was not shot. It was in a holster on safety. So he tried to say that he felt like she was about to shoot him.
I'm absolutely shocked that they didn't press no charges against him, though.
But they did say it's still an open investigation. That both parties are cooperating, so hopefully there will be some charges. Now, Aaliyah Ivory also said her 2-year-old daughter normally rides on the side where the shots were fired. And she said things could have ended way differently. It could have been a whole lot worse. She said, the 2 bullets in my back, 1 is 2 centimeters away from my spine.
I mean, sadly, we hear stories like this all of the time. Like, you know, road rage is, I have some people that are very close to me that have road rage, and I always be telling them, like, cut it out. Like, why you want to be in that type of situation?
I used to be
on
like
the
that.
Road. Like,
I was
for
one
what?
Of those people. Yeah, I used to have a lot of road rage. Good morning, guys. Yeah, I was one of those people, and then I realized it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So let me stop. So now, if somebody cuts me off, if there's a problem, I let them go.
And because of stories like this, like, it's not the first time we've heard this type of story happen. Somebody opened fire on somebody on the road because of road rage. I've given the donkey of the day to several people that have done this. So it's like, for what? Like, let the person go. Let them cut you off, whatever it is. Who cares?
Life's too short.
She has no idea how long she'll be in the hospital now or how long she'll be in therapy, but definitely because you feel like somebody cuts you off. That is disgusting.
Allow yourself to be cut off, okay? Because trust me, when they cut you off from society and lock your ass up, you know, for 25 to life because you want to shoot at people on the road, it's not going to be worth it. Believe that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll keep you updated, but definitely he needs to be charged for that incident. And that is your front page news.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051 if you need to vent or something's bothering you or you're having a good morning. Or maybe you were driving through the Lincoln Tunnel, which is a tunnel in New York City. As soon as you got through the tunnel, you hit a huge pothole that shook your car, that disabled your whole car. That's what happened to me this morning. So I had to pull over on the side of the road, call a tow truck, and then call an Uber to get to work. So maybe you had a morning like mine, but hey, you're alive. Everything is good, right? Hey,
I almost couldn't leave my house this morning.
Why?
because there's so many rats outside. I was watching them in the street.
What in the Brooklyn
is going on? I didn't
want to
walk down the steps. I was like, this is awful, scary, disgusting.
You see, though, if there's rats outside, they're probably in the crib.
No, I don't have any rats in my house. I've never had that. But they're outside, like, and they're huge. It's garbage pickup day this morning.
Goodness.
So they out there having breakfast. Leave them rats alone.
It's
them rats ain't bothering
so
nobody.
It's so terrible. They have to do something about this. It's awful.
Them rats just out there having breakfast early in the morning.
I see them around here, too.
They know what time
they
garbage day is.
Definitely around here.
I definitely see them
they
around here.
They definitely around here.
They know what day garbage day is.
And you, they listen, don't move.
You think these rats don't know what garbage day is?
Yeah, they do.
Like, you know how, like, when people bring food up here, and they be like, oh, there's food at the other station down the hall, like Z100 or something. They know.
Like when Wayno comes up here.
Well, back in the day, Wayno used to do that. Wayno done came up.
All the ratatouilles running around. I mean, they are, and they're not even like mice. Those are huge rats, like could be a cat.
God bless Master Splinter and his family. They ain't bothering nobody.
I'm horrified. And then you have to walk really loud and stomp so that just in case
they still don't move. They still don't go. They don't care. They're hungry. Like you said, it's breakfast.
They're not
for
scared
them.
Of you. They're like, why is she being so loud while we trying to eat breakfast?
I had to throw something down the step to make it move.
Why are you throwing stuff at us and we just trying to have breakfast? I'm just trying to feed my little kids. Our mice. Okay. What do mice call kids? What do rats call kids? Mice?
Mice, I think.
Baby rats?
Little rats.
I'm trying to feed my baby rats.
Now, listen.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you have to vent or you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think Abuelita knows best? Wilmer Valderrama here, executive producer of the podcast De My Abuelita First, and we definitely do. Join us while our host Vico Ortiz and our abuelita Liliana Montenegro play matchmaker for you loving hopefuls out there. Vico?
Yes, yes, Wilmer. We are ready for another wild ride. Listen every Thursday as abuelita Liliana and I meet three single cuties who will vie for a date with one lucky dater. Except, to get their heart, they have to win over abuelita first.
How PG is this?
Not at all. Totally are. Abuelita's here, so bring it.
Through speed dating rounds, hilarious games, and AI, Abuelita's intuition, one contestant might be lucky enough to become the perfect match. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps.
Listen to De My Abuelita First as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
I get it off your chest. Now, Charlamagne, let me ask you. You have four daughters. Do you know how to do your daughter's hair?
Not at all. Not even a little bit. I want to learn, though. I said that a couple weeks ago. I want to learn how to do my daughter's hair because I feel like, number one, that's a great way to bond with your daughter. And I just think it's dope when women know how to do fly cornrows and braids. Like,
I want to salute to all the dads that know how to do their daughter's hair. Over the weekend, my wife was out of commission and I had to do my daughter's hair. Bro.
Now, I'm going to tell you something.
It was the craziest thing ever. I tried everything. I could not hold the bun to put the rubber, the scrunchie. Like, bro, it was all over the
place. I've never seen a man actually do the hair. I've seen them get on Instagram and act like they're doing it. Like, they'll have like one strand of hair in her hair and be holding the comb and acting like they're doing something. I've never seen a man actually do it.
You can always tell from my pictures growing up when my dad did my hair.
I could not, bro. I almost called you because I was like, I've tried everything.
No, I don't know how to do that.
I tried to brush back. No. My daughter was like, Dad, you're hurting me, but I didn't know what to do.
Nah, luckily there's a lot of great black women, starting with my wife that know how to do, women's hair.
Y'all got to learn a couple of easy styles to do, though.
You're right. Salute to all
the right products. I think the right products are really important, too, for, like, detangling.
I tried
sure the hair
all
soft.
Of that, yeah. I had the right products, the right comb, the right brush. It just wasn't working out.
Plus, my daughter's at the age, the two oldest, 14 and 7. Like, they're too old to be having a daddy be experimenting with their hair.
Now, the 9-year-old was able to do it herself. The 5-year-old, oh, man, it was bad. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's DeAndre Snyder from Cleveland, Ohio. What's going on? Good morning, guys.
DeAndre, what up? Get it off your chest.
Not much. I was just curious on if you're going to bring the car show to Cleveland, Ohio. We got the IA Center. It's a big, big factory where they throw a whole bunch of events at, and that'd be perfect. And we need some of that culture in Cleveland.
I would love to, but no, that's not on the map. Maybe next year. I think on the map this year, of course, is Atlantic City, August 20th, and I think we might go to Alabama. Alabama's been calling like crazy, so I think we might go to Alabama this year. So maybe Cleveland next year. We'll try to work it out, brother.
Hey, last man, please. All right, good morning, y'all. Have a good one.
Peace,
all right,
King.
You too now. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's going on, Envy? What's going on, Breakfast Club? This is Tyler from Chicago. How y'all feeling?
Tyler
what's
from the
peace,
show.
Tyler? What's happening?
Get it off your chest.
Hey, man, I'm actually checking back with y'all. I don't know if y'all remember this story, man, but I called in a couple of weeks ago regarding my sister who was involved with a road rage incident in Chicago involving a white man, and she allegedly discharged her firearm. Didn't hit this dude at all, just pulled out his back window. And she ended up turning herself in, and they charged her with a Class X felony. Wow. Me and my, they posted her all over the news with her face plastered everywhere, like they actually caught her, like they did something. But you see this incident, where's the dude? Where's Buddy that actually fired six shots at this?
And shot her in the back.
Yeah, that's wild.
No charges filed on this dude, but yet they charged my sister instantly, and she turned herself in.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't even understand how that even works. That double standard crap is so clear in Chicago, and it's nauseating. It's so irritating that the blatant racism that is just existing in the city.
So the guy that shot the woman is white? I don't know.
Yeah, and the woman's sister, Aaliyah Ivory, she tweeted out, if you witnessed the road rage shooting, she said, my 24-year-old sister was shot six times and no charges are being brought up because he feared for his life. Please bring awareness to this. If he was colored, he'd be responsible for every highway shooting. This is not self-defense. He shot from behind her.
That's exactly what happened. That's just the clearest double standards in the city because, like I said, my sister's black. So if she got charged instantly with a class X felony, nobody was harmed.
Absolutely.
The back window was shot out, and he happened to be a white lawyer, and she was black, and he said he feared for his life, which, you know, I get. But why are they treating this situation different? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Mm-hmm. Why ain't even charges due? They arrested him.
Absolutely.
Wow. My sister turned herself in. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the heck? So it's irritating, man, and I don't understand what we're going to do about this, man.
Wow.
I don't know either, my brother.
Thank you for calling, brother.
I really don't know what we're going to do about systemic racism in this country. I have no idea.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Man, this big truck driver, Anton, man. What's happening?
Anton, what's happening, King?
Ain't nothing, man. Slow motion. Just pulled on the side of the road, man. I finally got in, baby.
Hey.
Okay.
Got in what?
Man, got into the radio station.
Oh, okay. You got to be specific,
bro.
What
were you thinking over there, Charlamagne?
Hey, listen, man. I'm venting, man. I want to vent, man. I got custody of my son. And my baby mama constantly harassing, but I got partial custody, but she calls every Friday and Saturday, but it's like negative talk for the last 4 years, man. You know what I mean? Tell her, you know what I mean? I'm not messing that up. That's my only child, baby. And I'm going to do right, and I'm going to keep constantly do right by my son. You know what I mean? She want to catch DCF, all type of stuff. No. And one time for Miami Dolphins Vikings, man, in Miami Dolphins Florida, Miami, baby.
What is that?
It's you. That's in Miami Guards, man. My son named Liam Smith. Liam Smith. His dad named Anton Smith. Miami Guards Vikings 6U. We rocking, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Congratulations on being a great dad and whatever else you were shouting out. We got a Little League football team or something?
Yeah, man. Little League. This is my first year coaching, man.
Okay.
Too, man. So
good luck, man.
Hey, man, Charlamagne, I like how you grow, man. I respect you, man. I need one of your books, too, man.
I'm going to send you one. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you something.
Hold on. Like your growth, brother.
I respect that. Thank you. That's actually the greatest compliment anybody can pay me, to be honest with you.
Hello, who's this?
Shakira.
Hey, Shakira, get it off your chest.
I'm just calling to say good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Thank you, Shakira.
I slept under the air. I'm so happy I got through.
Yeah, I hear your voice.
Yes.
Yes, I love y'all. And I want to get it off my chest about these jobs. I'm sick of these damn jobs. They don't want to pay us, but they want to work us hard. We work it understaffed. I just want to say, everybody in the medical field, just keep your head up. Keep going. You know, it's a greater purpose. And again, good morning. I hope y'all have a good day.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what kind of job. You just said job, but it's the you a nurse?
No, I'm not a nurse. I do billing and scheduling and coding, but I work in the hospital. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your service, man.
Absolutely. Thank you
so
much.
I appreciate your service so much.
Thank you. And I'm calling from Detroit. I want to shout out 3132.
Okay.
What up, though? Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning, Charlamagne the God, Angela Yee.
Good morning.
Peace, my guy. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. This is Taylor the artist, an upcoming artist, just calling again to sing for you guys this morning.
Okay. What are you going to say? 24, right 48. That's what you're going to say? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Go ahead, brother. Sing along. No. Sing. I said sing along. Sing.
Okay. Here we go.
I usually don't do this.
Hey.
Oh, boy. I just want to spread the love. I just want to say, yeah, we only got one life, so leave it on tomorrow's night. Promise for anybody, tomorrow's not a promise. I'm on my best fear when I'm alone with you all. You induce my body.
Yes, sir. That's the song right there. It's called Therapy.
Therapy? I know for a fact Ray J don't want no problems with you, sir.
None.
Ray J don't want no smoke.
Yes, sir. I just want to give a shout out to my Instagram and to see if people want to follow me and check out my music.
Okay, what is it?
Good luck, brother.
My name is Kalo the Artist, so it's K-E-L-O, then space, T-H-E, space, the Artist. You can follow me on all streaming platforms.
So Kalo the Artist, Kalo the Artist?
Yes, Kalo the Artist.
Good luck, brother.
Didn't he just say Kalo the Artist?
Yeah, he did. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Okay. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, and let's talk about Desus and Meryl. They were trending yesterday, and it looks like they are not returning for a fifth season, and they are splitting up.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So it looks like Desus and Meryl are not returning for a season 5, and they will be pursuing separate creative endeavors. Okay, so Desus posted shouts to Showtime and shouts to The Hive. Thanks for being part of the journey. Proud of the show. My staff made every episode. Big things soon come. And on Showtime's Desus and Meryl page, they posted Bodega Hive. The illustrious Desus and Meryl will be pursuing separate creative endeavors moving forward. Desus and Meryl will not be returning to Showtime. It's been a good run, fam.
Salute to my guys, Desus and Meryl. Two talented brothers. Wish them the best in their solo endeavors. But one thing this situation reminds me of is we really are a culture that is quick to talk about bad news. Like, Desus and Meryl have been on the TV for the last 6 years, from Vice to Showtime. This show is critically acclaimed. They got New York Times bestselling book, brand deals. They've done some amazing things together, and I've never seen the culture collectively report on those great things the way they've done this breakup. But that's just the way that it is. People will scream about what they think is your failures, and they'll whisper about your success.
I think people are upset, too, who are fans, that they're not together anymore.
I'm not talking about the fans.
That's what I saw. I saw them trending because people were like, no.
No doubt. But I'm not talking about the fans. I said collectively as a culture, I've never seen us report on the great things they've done like they're doing this breakup. That's what I said.
Oh, well, Desus also posted, The Hive deserved better than this ending. Reddit can slander my name, but when the truth comes out, actually just waits.
Well, wish him the best.
Absolutely.
As well. So,
my guys.
All right. Now, Chelsea Handler, speaking of breakups, her and Joe Coy broke up. And she posted a pre-recorded video of the two of them together.
I've just seen them holding dogs.
This is what was in the video.
Hey, guess what? We're celebrating our one-year anniversary together. And we are... Well, honey, what have you learned in the last year? Being in a relationship with your lover.
That it's fun to be in love and always be in the moment.
Yeah. Well, you're the one who taught me how to always be in the moment, honey.
Yeah.
Because you can't.
All right, Chelsea also posted along with this video in anticipation of celebrating our first year together. Joe and I recorded this video early, but as many of you have noticed, it is with a heavy heart to announce that we have decided together that it is best for us to take a break from our relationship right now. I know many of you were invested in our love, and I wanted to express to you how much that meant to both of us, how much it still means, and how much I now believe in love for each one of us. This man blew my heart open with love, and because of him, my life experience has changed forever. She said, it's not an ending, it's another beginning, and it's a comfort to know that I am still loved and love this man the way the sun loves the moon and the moon loves the sun. Your person is coming. And he also posted, just want everyone to know that Chelsea and I will always remain great friends and will always have love for one another. I'm her biggest fan, and I can't wait for you all to see what she has in store.
So wait a minute. They posted an anniversary video months before for the anniversary that was going to happen?
I guess she posted an old video and with that posted the breakup note. This is a very friendly breakup, by the way.
So that's like me doing a Christmas video today for Christmas that's coming up in a couple of months.
Yeah.
I just thank God Joe Coy and Chelsea Handler didn't hit us with the please respect our privacy at this time after bringing us all in their business.
Sheesh.
Okay, because they could have took a break and we wouldn't have known.
Yes.
I'm going to post my birthday.
But people
video
were like,
today.
I saw in the comments, people were like, yeah, we noticed that she wasn't in Hawaii with you, so we figured something was wrong. And, you know, people are invested in there because they do post a lot of videos together. So
they posted a video a couple of months ago about an anniversary.
No, they posted
today
just posted
that
this.
Did not happen.
Envy, let me find out you one of these people that was invested in Chelsea Handler and Joy Corey.
I'm just curious. It just sounds weird.
I do like both of them together, though. All right. Now, Teddy Riley is saying that he has not been allowed to see his son in over 3 years. He posted, "This is probably one of the saddest days of my life. It's my baby son's birthday today, and I haven't seen him in 3+ years. I've done everything that I'm supposed to do as a father, financially and mentally, but because this woman has processed evil way, I have to deal with a corrupted government, Atlanta system, just to see my son, but that will all change. Thank God I'm an American national citizen, and my day will come to be with my son for the rest of his life and mine. I'm being patient for that day, and when it comes, I shall celebrate because he deserves to live a great life as a prince of a king." So I do hope that that family works it out so that he can actually see his son and they can learn how to co-parent.
Absolutely.
In the proper way. All right. Now, Tammy Romans, caught in the act, unfaithful, has been renewed for a season 2 already ahead of the season 1 premiere. So congratulations to Tammy Roman for that. The show actually premiered last night.
Yeah, my wife was watching it. Absolutely.
And here's the trailer for that in case you didn't see it.
Do you know who that is?
That's my man.
It's almost like he has replaced you. I want to take both of them down.
This summer, VH1 Mondays continue to level up with the premiere of Caught in the Act, Unfaithful, where Tammy Roman helps suspicious partners find the truth.
Bitch been lying to me the whole time.
I've been there. I know.
And confront the lies.
You could ambush and take them down.
Hey, I done seen you on camera with 2 people, bruh. Within 1 week.
Or you could team up.
They'll move forward. Together or apart, when lovers stray.
Hold up.
It's kind of like Cheaters. If y'all watch Cheaters.
Tammy, don't play.
We gonna get these answers today.
Shout out to Tammy. That on? I love it.
That's on Paramount Global, cable network.
Yeah, shout out to Tammy. Shout out to her publicist, Earn. I know they put that together. That's great. Shout out to them. Salute.
Remember when we found out Cheaters was fake when the host got stabbed on the boat and he was on the boat?
Cheaters is
like
fake?
Yeah,
I didn't know Cheetah
was fake. It
was a whole big expose that happened. And then he got stabbed and he was on a boat like, "He stabbed me." And then, you don't remember that?
I did not know Cheetah was fake.
When he got stabbed, that was fake too?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know either.
Peter Gunn would be making it look real too. Peter Gunn, allegedly, is it fake or not, ye?
Peter Gunn, there was a whole Google it.
So why you say allegedly?
I don't know. Just
I thought the Peter
myself.
Guns one was real. I see him fighting and everything.
Nah, I didn't know Cheetah was fake at all.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
Just upset me. All right. Well, front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about the House. They're going to be voting on same-sex marriage and pushing back against the court. They want to make sure they protect same-sex marriage and interracial marriages.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Wherever you're going this summer, take Audible along. Listen to best-selling audiobooks like Me and My Wife's Real Life, Real Love book, exclusive originals and podcasts all in the Audible app. Take a trip with the best in audio entertainment. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com/.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of 1 pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last 1.5 years. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. That stupid question. Is this weekend All-Star weekend for Major League Baseball?
I think Why is that a stupid question? Nobody. I don't watch no baseball.
We went to the All-Star game. Remember, Envy?
Is what?
Oh,
so it's this weekend?
Yes.
Oh, it's this weekend.
Why
okay.
do you think that's a stupid question?
Because, I mean, it's
I don't watch baseball. I used to watch baseball when the steroid era was popular.
I watched baseball in the second half.
Not me.
Second half. We went to the All-Star game. You don't remember that?
Mm-mm.
I ain't watched baseball since the 1900s when steroids
in Miami.
Was
oh, yeah, we did go.
How do you forget that?
You know, I remember now. I mean, I went to a game, but, you know, I just got invited to a party. That's why I even thought about it. I'm like, is it this weekend?
If baseball's a forgettable sport, we understand, sir.
All right. Well, okay. What else we got, Yeezy?
All right. Well, the House is set to vote to protect same-sex and interracial marriages. And who knew that that wasn't really a law? But Tuesday's vote in the House is part of a political strategy setting up an election year roll call. So that will force all lawmakers to really go on the record with their views on certain high profile social issues. So they feel like this is definitely going to pass in the House, but the Republicans will most likely block the Respect for Marriage Act in the Senate.
You know that's not going to get past the Senate. I mean, but I think they should do that with all these high-profile things. Like, vote on them and see. Let's see who really agrees and let's see who really disagrees.
Now, the Respect for Marriage Act would repeal a leftover law that's still on the books from when Clinton was president that defines marriage as a heterogeneous relationship between man and woman. It would also provide legal protections for interracial marriages by prohibiting any state from denying out-of-state marriage licenses and benefits on the basis of sex, race, ethnicity, or national origin. So this is something that people will have to say where they stand.
I'm telling you right now, the Supreme Court is definitely going to get rid of same-sex marriage at some point. They're already setting that up. Like, you already hear people like Ted Cruz saying that the Supreme Court got it wrong, you know, when they did their 2015 same-sex marriage ruling. They definitely going to get rid of same-sex marriage at some point.
All right, now there has been more videos surfacing of Rosita and other characters at Sesame Place ignoring black kids. So after that first post that happened with the woman Jody on Instagram posting a video of her daughter at the parade in Sesame Place getting ignored by Rosita, more people have been posting footage. And Sesame Place did release an official statement at that time saying the character did not intentionally ignore the two black girls while giving high fives to the other white young kids around.
Yes, they are.
They said that the costumes make it difficult to see at lower levels. But you can see Rosita clearly being like, no. No, thank you.
If you was in the KKK, though, that's a good way to, like, you know, to be racist and still wear your hood. Because, you know.
Nobody can see it.
The KKK hoods that they wear now, they kind of give it away.
Just a little bit.
They kind of give it away now.
Then they show another video of a young black kid, a little boy, and he's sitting with, it looks like, his parents, and Rosita is marching their way, interacts with everybody except for the little boy.
I seen that.
One little black kid, and you can hear them saying, he wanted a dap, he wanted a high five, a man's voice from behind the camera saying that, and just gets ignored. So now people are posting their own videos of this happening.
Mm-mm-mm. That's crazy. You put down your other hood, your KKK hood, and you put on your Rosita mask, pretend to be a Latino Sesame Street character, and continue the discrimination.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Have you had an experience like this at Sesame Place?
And by the way, Sesame Place did say that they are going to be doing bias training and a thorough review of the ways
bias training.
All they have to do is take the mask off the person. Take the mask off the person and see who the person is. Dig into their background. You know what I mean? Go to their social media pages.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, just, like, what are we
talking
about?
Say hello to the kids. Has this happened to you at Sesame Place? Has something like this happened to you? 800-585-1051. So I got a big gang. So when those characters pull up, my kids almost damn near jump the character. So I never have that problem. Like, little Brooklyn, she's not letting that character leave. Jackson's not letting that character leave. London's not letting that character leave. Logan, at his age, wasn't letting them characters leave. I never had that problem because my kids actually stopped the characters. Like, we're going to stop this whole parade until you give us a high five. And if Gia's there, Gia's taking a picture. And if the picture takes 10 minutes, it takes 10 minutes. You ain't going nowhere. It is what it is. But let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. Have you had this type of problem or seen this type of problem at Sesame Place? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, man. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're taking your calls 800-585-1051. In the last couple of days, we've been seeing a lot of videos and a lot of reports of black families bringing their kids to Sesame Place, and the characters saying what's up to the white families, but just walking right by the black families. So we're asking, have you had a similar situation at Sesame Place? I've been to Sesame Place a couple of times. I got six kids, so I feel like I'm always there. I haven't had that problem because the Casey Crew gang is serious, and when they want a picture and they jump, they're going to stop that whole parade. Brooklyn's going to jump in front of everybody. So is Jackson. So is London. Logan, when he was younger, so was Madison. So I never had that problem. Now, Charlamagne, you got four girls. You ever been to Sesame Place?
I've never been to Sesame Place.
Really?
No. I felt discrimination at a theme park before, but that was just me in my head. We was getting on the Despicable Me ride at Disney World, and if you've ever been to the Despicable Me ride, like, they scan the crowd, and then they stop on one section of the crowd, and then the minions go, ooh, it smells right here, and it was like they stopped on the crowd, and I just felt like since my family was in this section, and we were the only black people, I felt like it was discrimination, but then you got to think to yourself, like, they do this all the time.
Bro,
like,
it's computer generated.
I know that.
They don't just pick the...
I know that.
Pick the same people in the same section.
I'm just telling you how I felt in my mind at the time.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But no, I've never been to Sesame Place.
What about you? Yeah, you got some nieces and nephews and godkids.
I don't think I've ever been there, so I can't really say.
You never been there for yourself, too?
I don't believe so.
Oh, my God.
Y'all gotta, I have to ask my parents, but I don't think so.
Y'all got to put me on to what we're trying to accomplish with this Sesame Place thing, though. Like,
People are upset.
I know that, but
black kids want high fives like the white kids.
That shouldn't be happening, though, at all.
At all.
And so if somebody does something like that, they should get fired, and they do need to make sure that they're more aware of what's going on. But you shouldn't have a job if you're ignoring the black kids and high-fiving all the other kids.
I agree. I understand systemic racism exists everywhere, but it just seems like with everything going on in the world, like all of these like really, really heavy issues happening in the world, it seems like a lot of energy is being spent on this. And I just want to know what do y'all want the end result to be. Just did y'all want Rosita fired? Not Rosita, whoever's under the hood.
Yeah,
yes,
definitely. Okay. Shouldn't Absolutely. Even be working amongst children.
And when we take, you know, take your calls, we're not talking about the characters in Times Square. We're not talking about those characters. Those characters not official.
Those ain't none of the characters. New characters anyway. That's all the old school Sesame Street characters. You gonna find Elmo in Times Square, Big Bird. I never even heard of Rosita until this situation happened. By the way, if I was in the KKK and I wanted to be racist with a mask on but not be as obvious about it as their original KKK mask, this is a great way to do it.
My goodness. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, has this happened to you?
No, but I did go to Disney, and remember a couple of years back, Disney had the same problem. So now when you go to Disney World, the characters don't walk around anymore. You have to go into a building to meet them and take pictures with them. And I'm pretty sure that's what Sesame Street is going to do sooner or later, too. They're not going to be able to let any of the characters touch any of the kids because they are racist people under those little masks. And it's right.
They got to do a better job hiring, too.
When I went to Disney, you're right. Either they sit there and you got to wait online for a picture, or they you have the character lunches or character dinners. Yeah, you're right, because they don't do that anymore.
When I was a little kid, you used to walk around and you used to meet them because I got pictures where I was going online when I was a little kid in the park. It's sad.
But they blame it on COVID, too. That's what they say. They said because of COVID, they don't want the characters up close and personal with the kids.
Well, how does that stop them from being racist? Just because you go in there and meet them, they can still be
like, that's true, too.
Like, how does that... They got to smile with you. They got to stand next to you. When they out and about in the park, they'll just look past you. Oh, I didn't see that little black kid in the cushion. Like, you can't do that no more.
You really got to be committed to your racism when you under a goddamn Mickey Mouse costume or a Rosita costume.
Obviously.
Like, you got to be committed to it to still want to, like, discriminate against people.
Hello, who's this?
Good
Hello?
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Take us off Bluetooth, please.
Yes, you're off Bluetooth.
Good morning.
So I'm calling about Sesame Street.
Okay.
It's Sesame Place.
Sesame Place.
What happened with you, Mama?
Yes. So last summer, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my husband, my niece, nephew, went to Disney World, Sesame Place, Sesame Street, whatever it's called. My niece was one. She loves Elmo, right?
Mm-hmm.
We waited in line to take a picture with Elmo for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. They cut us off right at us.
Now, hold on. How many black people were in the line before you, man?
None.
So she was the only black person.
Y'all the only black family.
Okay.
I mean, maybe a few, but I'm
No. Like, we're not doing this. We're not. Listen, this is what y'all do. First you said none. Now you said a few. Was it none or a few, ma'am?
But you're not hearing me.
You're not hearing her.
I'm not hearing her.
You sound like racist to me, mama.
Okay. All right.
They took races with all the little white babies, but not with your little baby.
Okay.
Correct.
I'm with you.
You trying to tell them you really believe. How long was y'all in the line? 2 hours.
2 hours.
And y'all was the only black family in the line for 2 hours,
they
ma'am.
They seen the black family cut the rope.
Cut the rope.
Yes.
She said she don't even know if it was none or a few.
I believe her.
But why not at the family behind us?
Yeah.
Oh, so they cut. So hold on, what? So they cut y'all off and said y'all get out the line, but serve the family behind y'all.
They said no more pictures.
No, they shut it off right there.
Right at the black family.
Was there white families behind you, ma'am?
Yes.
But they cut it off at the black family.
But
they,
there was what? Shut up, man. All right.
Okay. I get you, mama. I believe you.
Okay. Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I believe you. Are you black?
What kind of stupid ass question is this, Envy? What is going on? What are we doing this morning?
I hear a little.
Man, shut up, man. What is the point of having this conversation with her if she's not black?
I heard a little Caucasian in her voice, and she says she's biracial. She's black and white.
Well, there was no black families before her for 2 hours, but there were white families after her, and they got cut off too. But
yeah,
I don't know what we're doing.
I'm sorry, Mama.
I don't know what we're doing, man. I don't know.
You don't know.
Charlamagne,
don't get
it.
What don't you know?
Don't even talk to him. I believe you 100%, Mama. You all right? Mm-hmm. Where you calling from?
Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, now.
What do you think should happen?
I think something should happen. If it's happening often, obviously there's a problem.
I agree with you. You have a good morning, Mom. Don't do that, man. That lady, she felt racism, man.
Listen. I'm sure systemic racism exists at Sesame Place. I'm sure some of those people under those masks are racist, but we just got to use proper context with some of these things, right? You're not going to sit here and tell me that you was in a line for 2 hours and there was no black families before you. And then you're telling me that there was white families behind you too. So that means they got caught off as well, ma'am. I'm just saying.
800-585-1051. Have you had an experience at Sesame Place where maybe the characters walk past your son or your daughter? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are The Breakfast Club. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Jose
Manche. Hey, Jose.
What's up, Jose?
Jose, what's up, papi?
What's up, hey, man? I just want to let you know, Rosito is a gringo person on the inside, okay? No, it's not Rosito. Just know this, okay, man? I know.
Okay, okay. I speak fluent this.
What,
listen, Rosita, he's saying Rosita is not racist. But what I would tell him is that Rosita is a character, and the person inside of Rosita might be.
See. Right.
That's right.
Rosita, she is not racist, man. It's a person. It's a gringo person on the inside. It's like a possessor.
You see, Rosita is a gringo.
Rosita is a possessed by the white person.
Yes.
And that is what's making Rosita.
That's right. Rosita is possessed by the white devil. That's what he's saying. He said Rosita was possessed by the Yacobian spirit. That's right. That's right. There's a white man inside of Rosita causing Rosita to be this racist.
It's a setup.
See.
That's right. That's right. That's right. They are setting. They are trying to build a wall around Sesame Place, and they are using the character of Rosita to get it done. But it's really the white man.
Let me tell you, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Charlamagne, right? Okay, look, man. They're trying to put us different, okay? They're trying to make us not like each other because they're trying to make it those people thinking like they don't like the black series.
That's
they
right.
They love the black cheese, okay? It's the Jose Bunchy. I love the black cheese. Like I said, I love the black women. Okay,
that's right.
We don't know who that person is under the Rosita mask.
That's right. Suavemente to you too, my brother. Hey.
All right, papi. You have a good day.
All right, man. You have a good day, man.
All right.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Hasta la vista.
That's right. That's right. That's he just put it all in perspective. Rosita is a character. She's Latina. She is not racist.
They're trying to tear us apart.
He's possessed. She's been possessed by a white devil that exists inside of her. That is indeed racist. By the way, we don't even know if the person's white inside of Rosita. We don't know. What if it's a black person? We don't know nothing about who's under that mask.
I don't like it.
Take the mask off. Take the mask off. Take the mask. Y'all chanting the wrong things at Sesame Place.
I wonder in this weather with this heat wave happening, what it's like in that costume, too.
He probably stink.
Oof. Well, he ain't going to take off that hood nowhere that y'all can see him now.
Man, in Times Square, you know, they had the characters there.
Characters are not real in Times Square.
But I'm going to say they look a little raggedy, like those costumes. They're looking really raggedy.
They're like the crackhead edition in Times Square. What's the moral of the story?
I have no idea. I don't know what we're trying to accomplish with this whole thing. Like, yes, we're pointing out systemic racism. Mm-hmm. If the person is discriminating against kids, he needs to be fired or she needs to be fired. But
it's something to take for parents. They're taking this very seriously, as they should, and something needs to be done.
Are they boycotting Sesame Place?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. They should if they want change to happen. But Sesame Place has but Sesame Place has issued responses to this and talked about bias training and talked about
bias training.
I know.
Bias training. Just speak to the.
I don't know.
Kids.
Yeah, do your job. This is what we're paying you for. Do your job.
Goodness gracious. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and Drake has posted about being detained in Sweden. Remember, there were rumors that he got arrested. We'll tell you what he said.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You got body.
Thank you.
Shut up,
been working out, King. Salute to my cousin Tony Perm out there. Let Perm get you straight.
Tony, what up,
I'm
bro?
Glad you appreciate this body of mine.
I wasn't talking about you, sir.
I wasn't talking about you, sir. Appreciate you.
Anyway.
We should give each other more compliments like that. You know what I mean?
I wasn't talking about you.
When you see me rounding out in all the right places, you know what I'm saying?
I wasn't.
When you see things starting to look firm.
I wasn't talking about you.
Congratulate me, King. Tell me that I look good.
What just happened?
Soft a little bit.
Huh?
Nothing. All right. Now, let me shout out to everybody out there. August 20th is my car show, right? Atlantic City. If you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. And come on down. It doesn't matter where you're from. This edition, we're doing the North.
Stop saying come on down like Atlantic City's not up north, bro. Like, come on.
I'm talking to
you're
the people.
You're traumatized by Houston.
I'm talking.
You're traumatized
I'm
by Houston.
I'm talking to the people from Houston.
You're traumatized by Houston.
Houston is, we're going to run this back. Houston is coming to New York City, and we're going to do a North versus the South car show. So shout to Trey the Truth. Shout to Lynn, Turkey Leg Hut. They all coming down if those old ass cars can make it.
Coming up
if those old ass cars can make it. If not, they're going to have a car show in 95 North. But all right. Now here's some of the cars that we've got. Of course, 50 Cent. 50 Cent will be bringing some cars. Drop a bomb for 50. Not just Big Crip, he got a couple of them that we're bringing. Fat Joe, he's bringing a couple of cars. Fabulous, he's bringing a couple of cars. DJ Clue's bringing a couple of cars. Lil Kim is bringing a couple of cars. Jim Jones is bringing a couple of cars. Philly, Meek Mill is bringing a couple of cars. Lil Uzi Vert, he's back bringing a couple of cars. French Montana's bringing a couple of cars. That all goes down August 20th at Beta Field. That's in Atlantic City, the North versus the South car show. If you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. Family fun. We're talking amusement rides, carnival games, jumpies, a roller skating rink. There's so much. Gaming trucks. So if your kids like gaming, my kids like gaming, they'll make new friends and they'll be playing with each other. Also, we have the Double Dutch Squad. What's it called? Double Dutch Aerobics. They'll be there teaching the kids how to jump Double Dutch. So many surprises. Shout out to Lincoln Tech for sponsoring. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. August 20th. Come on down. Family fun. Kids 5 and under are free.
Now, if I'm being honest.
Be honest.
That's not like the same lineup that lost to Houston last time.
No.
Lost to Houston last time.
Okay? No, last time it was just me and 50 and Fab. But this time I got...
Oh, you called in reinforcements.
I called in reinforcements. I got Meek Mill. Then we're not losing. We're not losing this time. I got Lil Uzi. I got Meek. I got Fab, Jim Jones, right. Lil Kim, Clue, Fat Joe, and 50 again in mine. What? You don't sound like...
I just don't think y'all got anything on the South, bruh. Just dropped on the Clue's bomb for the South.
Hey,
like, it's something...
Half a bomb.
What, stop that bomb. What Texas does and Georgia does and the Carolinas and Florida with their cars.
Too.
No, y'all just mime off the line.
No, that's not true.
Y'all example of fly cars is big, exotic...
We do that, too.
$500,000
We do
cars.
That, too. But we got those other cars, too. We got all types of cars. Shout out to the BBS boys. They'll be down with the 80s and 90s collection. Shout out to Wayne, PCNY. They'll be down there as well. So if you want to put your car in the car show, you can always email me, djmvcarshow@gmail.com. If you want to be a vendor, a sponsor, and you're invited. If you're out of town, fly in. It's a great weekend. It's a lot of things going on. Of course, if you want to bring the kids, they got the biggest arcade in Atlantic City. They got the boardwalk and the pier. So it's just about family fun. So I hope my family can meet your family. And that goes down
BBS
August
boys,
20th.
Do the BBS boys sell cars too?
No, they'll help you with your cars, but they don't sell cars.
Oh, okay.
They have a show with Dame Dash on television that talks about their era of cars as well. But
I want a Saab from the 1900s. I do.
You know, we just picked
my dad.
Pick
my daddy had one when I was young. I want one a Saab from the 1900s.
Shout to Louis V. Louis V. just picked up a Saab.
He'd work.
He's doing a Saab over. He just shipped it to Atlanta. They're gonna be doing it over.
Oh, I gotta hit my guy Louis V. Salute to Louis V. Drop on a Clue's bomb for Louis V. My guy.
So again,
South Carolina all day.
August 20th, Trader Truth, Turkey Leg Hut. That's my brother Lynn. 50 Cent, Fat Joe, Clue, Little Kim, Jim Jones, Fabulous, Meek Mill, Little Uzi Vert, and more. Tickets you can pick up right now, and kids of 5 and under are free.
All my money's on Houston.
Oh, if I was a guest. Stop it. If them old ass cars make it.
You keep saying that, but they washed you in Houston.
They
bro.
Did. They washed. They were supposed to. It's their city, their town. They were supposed to. It's my high-pitched voice. Now, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to talk about Drake. He posted about being detained in Sweden.
Drake!
Even though he says he did not get arrested.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Drake.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, there were some rumors that Drake had been arrested while he was in Sweden, but it turns out that it looks like he was detained. He posted a piece of paper on Instagram, and it looks like, according to this piece of paper, it says information for those suspected of a crime and subsequently detained. And so underneath that, the word police is written in Swedish. And so it outlined what happens once a person is detained and being interrogated for a maximum of 6 hours or taken into custody. So I guess that's all that happened. He was not arrested, but I guess he was detained while in Sweden. We're not sure for what. But I guess that's his confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And congratulations to Jay Ellis and Nina Senekar. They got married in Italy. They had to postpone their wedding twice. Now, Jay Ellis is from Top Gun Maverick, but of course from HBO's Insecure. He was Lawrence on Insecure. And so he posted a picture and put July 9th, 2022, per sempre, which means forever. So congratulations to the two of them.
Oh, good. Congratulations, Lawrence. Drop on the clues bombs from Lawrence.
He turned off the comments.
I thought him and Issa got married at the end of Insecure. What did you turn off the comments for?
Because this is awful, but I think people have a problem with the fact that, you know, I guess she's white. And so,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Remember when he was on the red carpet with her and then people were like kind of going in.
So what you're saying is Dr. Umar Hive assaulted Lawrence's page.
That's what it seems like.
But congratulations to them. If they're in love, they're in love. It shouldn't matter to us like who he decided to. I don't know how long they've been together, but according to reports, 5 years. I mean, that's his woman, his wife. So congratulations to them. I saw a lot of people making jokes too about Issa. Like that was a real
Dr.
thing.
Umar gonna make you cut your comments off. You keep congratulating them. You tell you that much.
Where's Dr. Umar? I haven't seen him in a minute.
Congratulations.
Don't make me call Umar up here now. You know all I need is a reason.
I haven't seen him in a minute.
Okay.
We know.
You know, don't make me call Dr. Umar up here. All right.
All right. Now T Grizzly was on $1 Million Worth of Game. And he talked about a lot of different things. Now, I know he's been making a lot of money off of gaming, and here's what he had to say about that.
How do you monetize the gaming?
So what I did was I created a server, a Grand Theft Auto server called Grizzly World, right? So it's like Grand Theft Auto, but everything in there is super customizable. You could do whatever you want. And it's like it represents the trenches. The way that I monetized it, I get paid from the server because you got to pay to get in. I stream it on Twitch, right? I get paid from Twitch. I take the Twitch videos that I already streamed, put it on YouTube, get paid from YouTube, and I get paid from the server. Then you got sponsorships, you got ads, you got all this shit that I get paid from too. And most importantly though, when these people do pay the $100 up to $400 a month, you know what I'm saying, to come in there, they turn around and start making $20 a month.
He said he makes well over $200,000 a month playing Grand Theft Auto.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Listen, those gamers is not a joke. And, you know, he says that some of his friends are making, like you said, $20,000 a month, and it's legal.
Yeah, my son was doing well. He wasn't doing that well. He was doing, like, maybe a couple $100 a month, but jeesh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, $200,000 a month?
That's a lot.
Sheesh. All right, now he also talked about getting his first job from jail and his aunt helping him jumpstart his music career, too.
When I came home, my PO like, listen, you need a job within 2 weeks or you getting locked back up. And I'm like, damn, my whole plan. I ain't got time to get my license. I call my mans. I'm like, I need a job, bro. He like, I work up at the golf course. I go talk to the boss. I'm like, listen, you ain't got to pay me. You ain't got to do nothing. I ain't got my ID. I just need to have on file that I got a job, that I work here so I can show my PO. He like, bitch, free labor. Meanwhile, I'm asking my peoples and like, bro, let me hold like $250 so I can buy some studio time. I had went and did the song and shit, right? That shit had 200,000 views same night.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love it. So shout out to T Grizzly.
Did he get in trouble for that? But I mean,
for what, that song?
No, for saying he didn't really work there.
Oh.
I don't know, but
maybe not now. Mm-hmm. But he also talked about reading up on the law while he was in jail. It was what actually helped him beat his armed robbery charge as well. All right, so Kevin Samuel's cause of death was reportedly hypertension, per a report from TMZ. They said it has been classified as one of natural causes. So they said that he had notably mentioned his
high blood pressure.
Adenolol, blah, blah, blah. It's something that's prescribed for people who have hypertension. So they're saying that was...
That's high blood pressure.
Actually, what his cause of death was.
Mm-hmm. It's high blood. That's what hypertension is, high blood pressure. Mm.
All right, now, another thing that I saw was social media talking about Tristan Thompson. You know, he was spotted out in Greece with a new girl. He's holding hands, and they were walking hand in hand. It was about 5 a.m. Sunday when they said that video emerged of the two of them. And people were on social media because, you know, he's about to have another child with Khloe Kardashian via surrogate.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's their second child together. It'll be his fourth child overall. So people are definitely having a lot of jokes about the fact that he's out there with somebody else right now. All right. I'm Angela Yee. And that is your rumor report. He is single, though. Like, they've said that they're not back together.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if he's single, right?
But I guess it's weird for people because he has a baby on the way.
All right, well, Charlamagne, who you giving that donkey to?
Huh?
What's wrong with you?
No, it just sounds funny when you say, I guess it's weird to people, because it's just like, that's the problem. We all care too much. Like, we don't even know these people's lives. You know what I mean?
I mean, they released
like Twitter got so much to say, but these people know what's actually going on in their lives, so they know they're not doing nothing wrong.
Well, I know they're putting out statements, though. It's on the TV show,
of
so
course.
They want
they
you
got,
to be invested
content.
In their lives and
yes.
comment on it. It brings
yes.
more viewership.
Yes.
So yes, people are gonna comment on your life when you put your life there for people to comment on.
All right.
Yes.
Well, who you give me a donkey to, man?
Four after the hour, man. We're gonna go to Florida, okay, and talk to a man. Named Joshua Larson. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, donkey of the day for Tuesday, July 19th goes to a 37-year-old Florida man named Joshua Larson. Now, what does your Uncle Charlotte say about the great state of Florida? Say it with me. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, okay? Florida is really its own planet, all right? The things that people take serious in Florida, the things that people consider emergencies in Florida, are probably nothing to the rest of America. But the things that people in Florida are nonchalant about are emergencies everywhere else around the world, okay? This is an example. See, Joshua was heavily intoxicated, and he was arrested on Saturday night for calling 911. Now, I just want to ask the room, when the last time you called 911 and for what? Angela Yee, when's the last time you called 911 and for what?
I can't even remember. It's been so long.
Okay.
I don't even know if I've ever, I don't know.
NB, when's the last time you called 911 and for what?
It's been a while. I think the last time there was a Caucasian gentleman ringing my doorbell late at night.
Ooh.
I called 911.
Who was it? Did you find out?
It was, I think, one of my neighbor's kids, but they just looked kind of, it was late at night.
He didn't know what house he was at?
I think he was intoxicated, but okay. I was scared. He looked like a hoodlum, had a hood on, and white guy.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand. That sounds like a valid reason. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you, if this sounds like a valid reason, mm-hmm. Joshua Larson called 911 to report that his girlfriend wished to eat Sour Patch Kids.
Mm.
That's it. I'm looking at the affidavit right here. The affidavit said that he called 911 at 11:45 p.m., wasting emergency dispatcher's valuable time to report that his girlfriend wished to eat Sour Patch Kids.
Well, they do have a lot of sugar.
Now, last week, I gave a 911 operator donkey of the day for refusing to send an ambulance to a woman who was dying. All right? This is why okay, she probably refused to send it because of people like Joshua. People like Joshua have ruined the 911 game for the rest of us, okay? Yes, 911 is a system rooted in racism. I told y'all this last week, but when you're getting requests like this, what are you supposed to do? You know what I mean? What are you supposed to do? What bothers me, though, police actually showed up, all right? They actually showed up. And when they asked him, you know, why did he do this, he smiled and walked away. Yeah, he smiled and walked away. So, you know, of course they arrested him, and he struggled with police as they tried to place him in handcuffs, and an electronic control weapon was eventually used to take him into custody. So now Joshua is charged with misuse of the 911 system and obstruction, all because he called 911 to tell them his girlfriend wished to eat Sour Patch Kids. I don't have anything for this one, guys. All right? Like, zero. I mean, this is one of those times when you just tell one of your people, you heard about the man in Florida who got arrested for calling 911 to say his girlfriend wanted to eat Sour Patch Kids, and then y'all just shake your head and collectively say, damn, Florida. Okay? All right? And when the police came and asked him why did he call and report this, you know why he smiled and walked away? Wow. He smiled and walked away because when someone repeats back to you what you did, and you actually hear it, you do realize how ridiculous it sounds, regardless of how drunk you are, okay? Nothing left to do but laugh at yourself. But you also got to go to jail because you are indeed the man who wasted 911 dispatcher's time and called to say my girl wishes to eat Sour Patch Kids, okay? I don't have anything to say other than some donkey of the days just sell themselves, especially when they're from Florida. Please give Joshua Larson the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
Now, he was freed yesterday with no bond. So would you like to play a game? We haven't played a game in a while.
Yes.
Would you like to play a game?
Yes.
Okay. Let's play a game of Guess What Race It Is! Joshua Larson from Florida called 911 to say that his girlfriend wished to eat Sour Patch Kids. He was heavily intoxicated, resisted arrest, fought with police. They had to use an electronic control weapon to restrain him, but he was released with no bond on his own recognizance. What's the word?
Recognizance.
There you go. Guess what race it is?
When you start,
me? Envy?
White.
Okay.
I mean,
you said that with such confidence.
Yeah,
why?
I mean, well, first, he was released with no bond. Mm-hmm. Black people don't pay the police unless it's something really, really effective. They ain't gonna call on no Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
Question, but you didn't say, now, was she overweight and he didn't want her to eat Sour Patch? He called police because he was like, you're eating too much and I'm protecting you, so stop eating these damn Sour Patch Kids.
Nah, I doubt it.
Biggie? Okay. I say white, though.
Nah, that was the case. He'd call 911 whenever she got on top of him for sex. Yee! Joshua
mm-hmm.
Larson from Florida, okay, called 911 and said that his wife wished to eat Sour Patch Kids, resisted arrest, had to use electronic control weapon to control him. He was released with no bond. Guess what race he is?
White.
Why are you so confident about this? Me?
Goodness gracious, why?
Because he was released on his own recognizance.
Why does that sound like a dish at an Italian restaurant? Recognizance.
What?
Anyway, you both were correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
He is absolutely, positively Caucasian.
That was the easy
okay?
one.
Okay.
And he's still alive.
What is that you holding up, Eddie? What are you trying to show me?
Oh. What kind of porn is he showing?
He just showed me an email. I'm like, why are you showing me that? Oh, show the room. I've seen him already. He's white.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's white. That's white.
Yeah, he's white.
That's militant white. Yeah. That's Confederate flag white. Okay? That's like I was at the Capitol on January 6th. You know what I'm saying? And I'm ready to go back white.
Yes, he is.
Okay? All right?
He might have been dressed up as Rosita white.
I'm telling you. We don't know who's under Rosita's costume. I'm not putting that on white people yet. Okay? We don't know who is under Rosita's costume yet.
All right.
We have no idea.
All right. Well, thank you for that dog of the day. Where we going, Yeezy?
Oh, right. So right now we're talking about a woman in Michigan. She's trying to sue a man for $10,000 because of a bad first date. Now, the judge did get upset and was yelling. It was a wild Zoom court appearance.
Well, do you understand what perjury is?
Yes, I understand perjury is a lie. I know what perjury means.
Perjury is a statement, a false statement made under oath. So
exactly, and I got documents that prove he was lying. He
you don't understand. What? It's a false statement made under oath. Under oath.
That stated a
lie. When did he testify to something that he lied about?
Bottom line is, you said it's a criminal offense, so I will send it to circuit court. Are we done here?
I don't see anything in the complaint that says he made some false statement under oath.
I'm confused. Which one was the lawyer? Which one was the defendant?
All right. Well, apparently she said she had a really bad first date that caused infliction of emotional distress.
You can sue somebody for a bad date?
And she said, we had a date, one date, and nothing else after that. And, you know, he said, now I'm being sued for $10,000. He said the whole court case was a waste of time, but she felt like it was infliction of emotional distress.
So what is the question? What are we asking here?
Can you imagine if you could sue somebody for a bad first date? Have you had a bad enough first date that you've wanted to sue somebody for it?
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Did you have a horrible first date where you wish you could sue the person? Was your first date
waste
so bad that you just wanted to sue somebody? You can't get your time back, but maybe you can get some bread from it. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Yee's been talking about...
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A bad first date.
Yes, a woman tried to sue a man because she had a bad first date. She tried to sue him for $10,000. And, you know, the judge did shut her case down, but she said it was infliction of emotional distress.
All right, so we're asking, have you been on a bad first date?
Enough that you want to sue somebody.
Have you, Yee?
I don't know if it's enough to sue somebody. I've had a bad first date before, but I didn't feel like suing. It just was bad. I actually left.
What was it?
It was a double date. My friend was dating this guy, and his friend wanted to take me out also. So we went on a date, and the whole time he was like name dropping and bragging about people that he knew. And then they wanted to go to a party. It was just bad, and it was embarrassing. And he wanted to go to a party, and they couldn't get in. So my friend and I went in without them.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
It was a terrible date.
What about you, Charlamagne?
Well, if you don't shut up. Okay, I've been with the same woman for 24 years, all right? I don't know about nothing about no damn first dates. What the hell is you talking about?
Hello, who's this?
First dates.
Hey,
why you didn't ask yourself? You didn't volunteer yourself for the same reason.
You're a damn fool. I've been with my wife 27 years. What kind of questions?
Exactly.
You
ask me stupid ass questions on the radio.
Dumbass.
I love y'all.
Not you. I'm not talking to you.
Oh,
mama.
You ain't talking to you. Envy asked me a dumb question, man.
Well,
asked me when the last time I've been on a first date.
I'm just saying that I love y'all. Between Charlamagne, Angela Yee, oh my gosh, DJ Envy, like my sister would be so jealous. Oh my gosh.
Well, thank you, Queen. To you.
So tell us about your bad first date.
So first off, I want to say that I am now happily married, so I'm glad I don't have to go through none of this crap no more.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy picked me up, and the car was nice and everything, picked me up, and I get in the car, and as soon as I get in the car, he starts playing his music. And
oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
We're in the car. He's playing his music. Now, I wouldn't be complaining if it was good music, but it was, like, bull the whole time. So then we go to 7-Eleven, get Slurpees, and continue driving around and smoking and listening to his music like it's a vibe.
That was the date.
No. So we go eat. And it was like really chill. We go to Coney Island. I'm from Detroit, so we went to Coney Island. I wasn't mad. And
got you a shawarma.
At the date, the whole time he's talking about how was my music, like asking questions about his music. And I'm sitting here like, okay, like this is not what I signed up for. At this point, you need to just be paying me and taking me home because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so his music was not hitting.
It was not. And it makes sense, too, because at this point, like, I ran into him later in life. He is not in music anymore. So at least he got the memo at some point from somebody.
Now, what about you? What about you? After that date, did you realize you needed to get your life together and stop dating mixtape struggle rappers?
Goodness gracious.
So let me tell you, though, it's crazy because my husband is, like, he's into music. Like, he's trying to rap and everything. And he's really good. I would tell him if he wasn't, but he's really good.
What's his page so we could judge that?
Trap McCoy.
Trap McCoy. No. I want better for you. You can.
She said he's good.
No.
Trap McCoy.
So that means that you Mrs. Trap McCoy.
Let me talk.
You Trap Queen McCoy.
Is he from the east side or the west side?
So you Trap Queen McCoy?
He's from Southwest Detroit.
Okay.
You said Trap. I'm the Trap Queen McCoy now.
That's what I said. You Trap Queen McCoy.
Trap Jesus.
Trap Jesus, that's my baby.
I'm going to play Trap McCoy record, man, because I need Trap McCoy to blow up for you, Mom.
Hello, who's this?
We got his song?
Hey.
Trap McCoy, send us a record.
Hey, we're talking about bad first date. So bad you wanted to sue somebody.
I had a horrible first date. Let's talk about it. From the moment I got in the vehicle, I thought I stepped in poop.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was checking around, you know, like on the low, because I didn't want him to notice that I stepped in poop.
But you thought it was you.
We get to the restaurant, and, you know, I opened the window, I cracked the window, because I'm like, shoot, maybe, I don't know, whatever, maybe he farted or something before I got in the car, whatever. So I opened the window, we get to the restaurant, City Island, whatever.
City Island in the Bronx, baby. Only the best for you, boo.
Which restaurant is City Island?
Yeah, we're sitting next to each other, and I continue to smell the snow.
Ooh, it's him.
What is it? I never in my life smelled anybody with halitosis breath. But it was strong. And as he was getting closer and closer, it started getting closer to the smell. And I was like, no, this can't be real. Like, someone's breath smells like poop.
He needed a root canal.
Did you tell him?
Listen, I don't know. No, I made an emergency. Like, my daughter called, said she had an emergency with the baby, and I had to go. And I made him take me home. Then I blocked him on Instagram and on Facebook. And I've never seen him again. But I told everybody what happened, and they said that it was because he had halitosis.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you? You should have told him, though. It could have helped him.
No, that's embarrassing. I thought I was in poop. Like,
you don't think it's worse that you blocked him and never... answer for, you could have been like, listen, I'm going to just be real with you for the future, for yourself.
You should have kept it real with him and told him you need a root canal. I don't understand people.
He should know that. You can see your upper lip.
No, your upper lip.
You don't know.
No, most people would think breath don't know until you tell them. You just got to put them on the game. Like, and it's an easy conversation. Like, yo, I think you need a root canal.
I hope somebody else told him.
I would have texted him, though. My goodness.
Listen, you ate that City Island food, though.
She's not there. Damn, what's wrong with City Island food, man?
Nothing wrong with City Island. I just want don't.
That was the official first date spot back in the day. We going to City Island, baby.
Don't complain about the man breath, but then you still took that free meal.
City Island. 800-585-1051. We're talking. What was your worst first date? We're talking so bad you wanted to sue somebody. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about this lady that sued somebody for $10,000 because her first date was that bad, right, Yee?
Mm-hmm. She wants $10,000 emotional distress.
Now, have you ever had a first date that bad you wanted to sue somebody? Hello, who's this?
Hey, yo, it's Lou.
Good morning, man. What's up, brother?
What's going on? How are you?
How are you,
good,
Lou?
Good.
You sound like you called plenty of bad first date.
All right, so look, right? I have met this girl on a little dating app, right? So we talking, chopping it up. She said, hey, where you from? I'm like, y'all from Brooklyn. She goes, another Brooklyn. I'm like, all right, cool, pay no mind. Long story short, she used to mess with this dude from Brooklyn, I guess some thug life individual. So she said, hey, I got this little spot that I like going to in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, we should go. I'm like, all right, cool, let's go. So as soon as I walk in the spot, everybody looking. I guess this is his place. This, I don't know.
What's the spot? What's the spot?
Listen, I ain't here for all that.
Okay, all right. I want to know.
It's in East New York. That's all I can tell you. That's flag number one. So, mostly sure I get there. People just looking. I guess they was looking at her. Like, every day is a new person. I don't know.
What?
Sure, I'm trying to enjoy some surf and turf. And then there's this big diesel dude just walked in.
And just, I don't know, it's just all hell broke loose. I'm all types of, he calling me all types of names. So long story short, we end up going at it. I end up getting the best of him. Police.
I don't believe that part now. I think you just slipped that you got the best of him part in, but continue.
Now listen, listen, trust me. Now, I know I can't fight, but I know how to win, you heard?
I can't fight, but I know how to win.
Oh, I get it. So you bit his penis. Continue.
What? That's what he got out of that one.
That's just how you win. That's, you just took it there.
A win is a win.
Everyone wins, right?
Everyone wins in that game.
Yo, you know what? Listen. You put me in a massive leg lock. I might have to bite your man just to get off of that.
That's all. So,
you know, how are we getting to biting penises?
That's good. Can we get back on track?
You wouldn't bite a penis to save your life.
How do we?
You're getting
get
beat up in a restaurant in front of people. You better bite something.
We just talking about bad first days. Did you bite a penis on your first day, sir?
I kicked one. Like I said, I can't fight, but I can win. I definitely kicked him there, but you know, and then he bent over, hit him with the knee to the face.
Come on, he bent over.
You feel me?
This sounds very movie-ish.
So wait a minute. You didn't bite him. You kicked him, and then he bent over, and then you hi-yuked him?
All right, continue with your lie, sir. Go ahead, continue.
Listen, long story short, at the end of the day, police came. Son ended up pressing charges. And I ended up getting locked for the night.
Wow.
So I got a restraining order against this individual.
Pretty, she
set you up.
Pretty bad first date.
I'm confused. You kicked somebody, he bent over you, hayukened him, and then you went to jail and had a slumber party. That's what you're saying happened?
Okay, you see, you different. That's what's going on.
You different.
Your mind is incredible. That is, you know what? Kudos to you, brother. If that's what you got, if me kicking somebody, you got a slumber party and how you
sounds personal.
Yo, slumber party in jail sounds wild. I'm going to jail this weekend just to have a slumber party.
You might need to go see somebody about this, brother.
A pillow fight in jail is crazy.
There's no pillows in jail. I was just a brawl at that point.
All right,
have a good day, sir.
Sound like a great time to me, but you have a good one.
Have a good day. You got
to
listen. You had a bad first date, but then you went to jail and had a great first date.
There you go.
That's just the way things happen sometimes, okay? Date night is date night.
Well, what's the moral of the story, if there's a moral?
I don't even know what the hell we were talking about.
Me neither.
I just like where these conversations
first date,
go.
Basically.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and we are going to talk about terrible sex. We'll tell you who said that the sex was awful after this man got out of prison.
God damn, is there any good things happening in the world? Jesus Christ.
Goodness gracious. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk, Method Man.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, at this point, there's a lot of people who have opinions on whether or not, as an artist, you should or should not sign to another artist. Now, in his sit-down with Matt Hoffa, Method Man talked about some advice for artists who are considering signing with other artists as well.
I always felt like, and this is from CM Puffy, I always felt like if you can't sign to somebody who's still trying to be an artist, it's hard. They can't give you the time or attention that you probably need and deserve, unless you are your own machine, you know.
There have been people that done it.
Yeah, there have been people that done it.
Off top of my head, Rick Ross,
yeah,
and Meek,
yeah,
yeah. But I mean, though, these are people that I'm pretty sure have a staff.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
That's interesting.
Ross and Meek are having problems, but Yo Gotti did it with Moneybagg Yo.
I mean, we've been seeing that historically for years. I don't think that applies to everybody. I think artists are the best people to actually run and work at these labels because they understand culture and they understand talent. Now, every talent can't be an executive, but there are some amazing people that are talents and executives.
But like you said, you have to have a staff. You can't expect to be an artist and run the label. You have to appoint somebody like Yo Gotti's done, like Lil Wayne has done, like... Even Jay has done. Yeah, absolutely.
And Yo Gotti just signed a fellow Memphis rapper, Glorilla. Well, Gloss Up also has just done a deal, and she's affiliated with Glorilla. And her deal is with Quality Control Music, so congratulations to her.
Yeah, both of those. That song that they have right now, it's going to be a number one record, I think, in the next couple of weeks. Big record.
Yeah, so congratulations to them. All right. Now let's talk about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. So Sheree Whitfield, now I'm sure y'all haven't been following this series, but she was dating a guy who was in jail, and then she went to go see him, and he just simply did not show up.
Have you talked to him since the last time?
I have not talked to him. I have him blocked. He has me questioning, like, did you ever really love me? Because how can you love me and do the things that you're doing?
You are like a ride or die. And then seeing the article, how'd you feel?
I feel stupid. I feel crazy. I feel duped. I feel like, you know, I feel like the damn people he stole the money from, he robbed me emotionally. Like, I put in so much.
I'm sorry.
I know. I feel so f***ing stupid.
All right. Well, it was embarrassing for her when she was on TV waiting for him to show up. And
so you say she went to visit somebody in jail?
No, he was out and he was supposed to come meet her. But I think he can't travel, you know. And so anyway, she was just on Watch What Happens Live. And here's what she had to say about their relationship and having sex once he got out of jail.
Okay. Why did you two really decide to be celibate? Was the sex not good?
It was horrible.
It was
horrible. No.
Okay.
You are too beautiful for that.
No, and I realized one day, I'm like, I'm not going to spend the rest of my life just not satisfied. You know?
Okay. And
yeah, that sucks. She waited all that time. She was celibate, waiting for him. They first met back in, like, over 10 years ago as friends, and then they started dating. And she was waiting for him to get out of jail. He was in a halfway house. And then all kinds of drama. And then there was that scene where he just never showed up and didn't call or anything. So it looks like they've broken up now. And, hey, the sex was terrible. It's never hard to break up with somebody when the sex is bad. All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, up next is the People's Choice Mix. Don't forget my car show, August 20th. I announced some of the celebrity cars I'm going to be bringing down. Shout to Trader Loof. Trader Truth.
You trying to play Trey, yo. Trey, I don't like
why
how he just tried to play you,
the
bro.
Loof?
Trey, I don't like that, bro.
Trey,
you ain't going to play the guy, Trey,
Trader Truth, Turkey Leg Hut. Let's see if those cars make it down here. It's going to be a North vs. South car show. So your favorite celebrity cars, there's rides, there's amusement games for the kids, gaming. Kids 5 and under are free. And I'm bringing celebrity cars from 50 Fat Joe, DJ Clue, Little Kim, Jim Jones, Fabulous, Meek Mill, Little Uzi Vert, and more. I got a bunch of surprises. So the North vs. South car show, if you want to put your car in the show, can't wait to see you guys. Just email me, djnvcarshow@gmail.com. Shout out to Lincoln Tech for sponsoring. And let's get to the mix.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Everyone's pet is special, but what if yours was super? Well, get ready for the new movie, Super Pet, starring Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. Together, they're teaming up to save the world in this incredibly funny movie. DC Super Pets in theaters July 29th, rated PG.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
And listen, man, I want to tell everybody, make sure you go grab your tickets for the first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival happening Sunday, August 28th in Brooklyn. If you want an opportunity to see some of your favorite podcasts live, like the 85 South Show, Horrible Decisions, All the Smoke, just to name a few, then go to blackeffect.com/podcast festival. And, you know, I had a lot of people was hitting me up, you know, asking how old you got to be. It's 18 and up, 21 to enter. So 18 and up, 18 to get in, 21 to drink, I mean.
No, I was like, confusing a lot right.
of me. Well, I'm tired. It's 18.
It's 18 to go, 21 to get in. I'm
yeah,
like,
18 to enter, 21 to drink. You know what I mean? Because it is a festival, so there's going to be drinks there. There's going to be food there and all of that good stuff. But it's 18 to enter, 21 to drink. Just go to blackeffect.com/podcast festival to get your tickets. Okay? Sunday, August 28th. Join us.
All right, and when we come back, we got the positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now it's time to get somebody their daily bread.
That's daily bread.
Somebody, give them some money, and if you want to get some of that money, you can hit up the website, breakfastclubonline.com.
Now, it's $1,000 we're giving away, right?
Correct.
Is there a reason we're giving it away for people who need it, right?
Yes, but whatever they might need it for, they're emailing us and telling us why they need this money.
Okay.
Come in handy.
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, is this Ronald Roy?
Sure is.
Hey, Ronald Roy.
I feel like discriminating. Imagine if this was a bank.
Now,
it was a black person trying to get a loan.
Ronald Roy, where are you from?
New Jersey, Springfield.
Okay. Okay. Wow, Ronald.
So you emailed us, Ronald, said you needed some money because you needed to do some things or maybe some housework.
What you need to do, Ronald?
You needed to pay some bills. What you need the money for, Ronnie?
I got to fight inflation for my family.
I got to fight inflation for my family.
Dude.
So the email said that you needed some money to go to vacation. You wanted to go to Hawaii.
Well, that's on our to-do list, too.
Well, let me ask you a simple question. What do you think about Rosita at Sesame Place? Do you think that do you think she should be fired?
it's too early for a heavy comment like that.
That's not a heavy comment.
Heavy content.
Have you heard about it?
I haven't heard about that.
Okay, well, don't
there
worry
you
about
go.
It.
Just say that, yeah. All right, Ronnie. So you guys are going to go to Hawaii, yes?
We need a little more than $1,000 to get to Hawaii. But we are, you know, we're giving you $1,000, Ronald Roy.
That'll point us in the right direction. Outstanding.
All right, man. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Ronnie.
I love it.
Thanks very much, guys. You now, juices burning in the morning.
Keep your juices burning. I like
man,
that.
Man, how weird. White can you be, Ronnie? But I appreciate your listenership, and we thank you for listening, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, right, indeed. Jesus Christ.
All right.
I didn't know juices could burn.
Me neither. All right. For anybody out there, let us know what you would do with the $1,000, and hopefully you could pick up $1,000. And that's brought to you by our friends at U.S. Bank. We'll get there together.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.